Previously on Squad Car 22, officers Jenny and Holloway woke up in a hotel suite with no knowledge of where they had been. Later, several armed men broke down the hotel room door and took the officers by force.
Hey man, you can't leave me in here. There's a monster in the cell. It's a squid pig.
You know, I don't care for your tone. Most folks consider it a privilege to be around me.
Wait, you can talk?
Damn straight I can talk, you stupid motherfucker.
So you're not gonna eat me?
Eat you? Ew. I've been a vegan for 20-something years now.
What is this place?
It ain't no disco, that's for sure.
It's Universal Immigration. It's basically a prison for illegal aliens.
Freddy, what are you doing in here?
What can I say? I'm actually an alien from D-36.
So the Crab Shack is just a front?
Ain't nobody frontin'. We're persecuted immigrants here. Honey, let me break it down for you. This is a little ditty I like to call Alien Immigration. It's all about that Earth girl coochie. That tight lipped boom nanny. I wanna get all up in them go home. I wanna be sliding.
Well, I'm not gonna sit by while you colonize our world one pussy at a time.
Yum Yum Bitch should be for everyone. It's a universal right.
Hey, it's not all about the box. Some of us, like the old, cock.
Which one of you is Holloway?
Finally, it's about time you let me out of here.
Out of here? Nah. It's time for your interview.
Guten Tag, Mr. Holloway.
What the hell? I killed you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah? I heard you killed one of my clones.
You cloned yourself?
Many times. Many times.
So, what am I doing here? I'm not an alien.
After your spectacular work on your first mission, we would like to offer you a job.
First mission?
We asked you to turn over an illegal alien, and you did.
I did?
Well, you were brainwashed by our video game machine, but that doesn't matter.
I'm listening.
We want you to infiltrate the alien underground. There is a city deep under the Earth's crust called Glamazonia. You will find it and expose the aliens hiding there.
Can I have a code name?
What?
I'm thinking Agent Disco Potato.
Well, I don't.
Kick an alien ass one fry at a time. I'm wondering what code name Officer Jenny will choose.
Officer Jenny won't be going anywhere. She's the alien you brought to us.
Officer J is an alien?
Would you like to be there when we extract the extraterrestrial from the host?
Hell yeah! Wouldn't miss it! I guess this is what alien surgery looks like. You got your little drill, these little clampy clamp thingy-ma-bobs. And the old bone saw.
Just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, you're here.
Relax. They're gonna extract the little green man inside you, and then you'll be good.
I don't have any men inside of me.
That's the crazy part. The doc was telling me you probably don't even know you have a man inside you.
Are you crazy?
Don't worry. It will all be over soon. We'll get that little Martian out of you as soon as the doc gets here.
I don't need a doctor. I'm not the sick one here.
Look, I don't remember what happened at the hotel suite, but I guess you confessed that you were an illegal alien from outer space.
I'm an illegal immigrant from Mexico, you dumb fuck.
You're Mexican? Come on. With a name like Jenny? No way.
My real name is Angelica Suarez. My mother brought me to the States when I was 2.
That would explain some things. I always felt like we weren't really communicating. And for the longest time, I thought it must be me, but this clears all that up. You can't speak English.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Here, I'll try some Spanish. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
This is exciting! Our first alien extraction.
I don't know what this idiot told you, but there's nothing wrong with me.
We shall soon see.
Doc, it's coming to my attention that I may have been wrong about Officer Jenny.
Nonsense. She is obviously an alien. Look at the way her beady eyes are glaring at me with contempt. See how her mouth curves down as if she wants to rip my throat out. The evidence is all over her face.
Holloway, do something!
What is this? Has someone found my alien immigration facility?
It's Mumford, and he's here to save the day.
Didn't I kill you a couple of weeks ago?
You may have fun today. But I will rise again.
Yeah, I definitely already killed that dude.
It's a long story.
You can tell me all about it when we get past the military-level security.
Let's get a move on.
Are one of you going to untie me? You're not supposed to think about it.
Yeah,
of course.
We have a breach in Sector B. All security personnel, please respond.
This way.
I blew a hole in the wall.
Aren't you supposed to be in a coma?
Came out of it this morning.
And you came here?
In my coma. There was a talking toaster who told me.
Steins, you gotta wake up. Holloway's been demoted to a bicycle cop. He needs your help.
What can I say? After hearing that you lost our squad car, I willed myself awake.
Ah! They!
Damn, good shot.
Those people didn't even have guns. They were probably civilians trying to get out of here.
Better safe than sorry. Check it out, my ride's over here.
Whoa, I'm not getting in a hippie van.
Dude, what's the big deal? It's just a VW bus. My coma neighbor had his keys lying around.
Yeah, someone might see me in it?
We can't leave. There's hundreds of people illegally imprisoned in there.
They're not people. They're aliens.
Give me your weapon.
Why?
I'm going back to set them free.
Have you seen those things? Half of them look like they're from space gangs, and the other half look like they're interstellar terrorists. And they all want to get their tentacles up in someone like you.
Just give me the gun.
Wait, hold up a sec. Am I hearing you correct? These aliens want our Earth Punani?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
You know, I've been to a lot of places in the last few weeks. I've seen a lot of things. A lot of fucked up things. And the one thing I've learned is whether you're a cow lady or a talking toaster, you still deserve to get pussy.
So, you're coming with?
You're damn straight I am. Let's see, I've got a grenade launcher and some nunchucks.
Hey, you didn't tell me you had a grenade launcher. I'm in!
What? No way, I'm taking the grenader.
Sorry, but I'm gonna have to agree with the lady here.
Fine. Take the nunchucks?
It's mission time. Squad car 22. Let's do this.
Starring Jocelyn Sunrise, Nathan Feuerberg, Martin James Grappengetter, Sean Reagan, John Jeffers, Starla Arnold, Sebastian Steins, Maël Jaillet, directed by MJG, created by Nathan Feuerberg.
Hi, I'm Nathan Feuerberg, writer and creator of Deep Drag Audio Dramas. If you're enjoying this series, you may enjoy some of our other audio dramas, such as Flies in the Jar, Squad Car 22, and Chartreuse's Epic Rap Battle. You can listen to all of them on your favorite podcast platform or over on our website at deepdrag.com. That's DEPDRAG.com.